Jou openbaringstasie.
Isikhululo sakho esikutshilela ubungcwele.
King Fisher FM.
I'm delighted to have Hein joining me in studio from 333 Adventures. Meneer, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre.
There's no baie lekker, hey? Listen now, tell us a little bit about Hein. You've got like half your clan here in the studio with me today. It's like a big clan and it's only half your clan, hey?
Yeah, it's only half. So it's my two daughters, Annabelle and Anna is here, and then we've got Mark and Matthew, and then also my wife, Simone, at home. Yeah.
Yeah, Lord, we pray for Simone. Yeah, we're keeping her in our prayers. And tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, how long have you been involved in this kind of adventure, survival, camping thing?
Yeah, I was privileged to grow up like this. So my dad did it for 33 years. So everything about camping, yeah, I know. So because I learned it firsthand. So yes. Yeah, it's quite amazing to grow up like that.
Yeah, what's your full name and surname?
It's Heidenreich van Molendorf.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Three bags full. Wow, and always been part of the Eastern Cape?
No. I grew up in Oudtshoorn, we're based in George.
Okay, yeah. So you can fit through the caves, eh?
Yes.
The post box, okay,
yes.
Got it, okay. Eating crocodile meat for breakfast and ostrich eggs, okay, got it. We know how you guys work out there, all right. And, okay, and then there's this ministry. Would you see this ministry, 333 Adventures thingy?
Yeah. So 333 Adventures, the first three when you go to that is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So
yes.
Then the 30 stands for ministry. So what we do is adventure ministry.
Yes.
And then the other three in the word, in the, yeah.
Yes, yeah. In the,
so that basically stands for how does the world, see the letter three. So then we answer maturity, completeness, wholeness. So let's show you how to
wonderful
to live that and yeah. Become that young.
Yeah, some of us thought maybe that's how many children you were aiming for, but you got stuck at four. All right, 33, eh? 333.
Yeah.
How many children would you like, love? Yeah, 333 is the children that I want. Okay. So then you've got a survival camp or survival day coming up, eh? In these holidays. Tell us a bit about that, eh?
Yeah, so for the past, this is our third year that we've been down to Port Elizabeth. So in Kragekamme, we've got this adventure days where it starts from 7:30 in the morning, goes all the way till 5 o'clock, and it's divided into two sessions, a morning and an afternoon session. And then we've got like a lunch with the boerewors and the stokbrood and the marshmallows.
Mensa. Goeie.
Yeah.
So this is a one day survival camp.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Can you say Kragekamme? Where Kragekamme?
Kragekamme. You can see the Kragekamme. Yeah, no, it's opposite the Kragekamme Nature Reserve. You can see all the animals walking on that side. So it's quite close.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you don't listen, we'll feed you to something, yeah, to raft or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the first of a couple of things that you're running up, but this next one is coming up now, hey?
Yeah, we've got the 22nd, the 29th, and then also the 6th of July, all on Saturdays.
Okay.
This one that was the one I gave you is now the past on the 15th.
Okay, well, you're confusing me. Okay, so he's giving me an advert here. This is 15 June. I'm like, look, Skortel, what year is this now? What are we looking at here? Okay, so this was the first one that was held.
Yeah. In the morning sessions when people come and drop their children off, we will start with building survival shelters, and we teach them how to navigate with the sun and build their own compass and making fires and fire safeties and eating strange things and all that kind of stuff.
Eating strange things, eh?
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Well, I'll read the advert. Setting up your own survival camp, construction, edible plant tests for survival situations. They'll never be the same, huh? and have you got boys and girls coming?
Yeah, we got boys, girls, so all different.
Okay. Species.
Yeah.
And age group wise?
Yeah, we go from 6 years all the way up, as long as you're school attending. So
okay, from six already,
six
hey?
Years old.
Yeah, yeah, they'll eat anything.
Yeah,
huh?
For sure.
What's this? I don't have it either. So. Okay, so this is what's coming up now. It's a survival adventure day camp.
Yes.
All right, out at Milkwood Sanctuary in Kragekamme. And the first one has been held already. This is the second one coming up now.
Mm. On the 22nd.
On Saturday.
Yeah, on this Saturday, and then the next Saturday, the 29th, and then also the last one on the 6th of July.
Okay. And booking, how do we find out more where can we drop off our kids?
Okay, so booking, you will go onto our website, that's 333. 3adventures.co.za. And you will scroll all the way down. There's book now, and that's going to take you straight to our WhatsApp. You're going to send me a message, and I'll add you to the WhatsApp group and send you all the info that you need to book your child.
Brilliant. I was talking off air about some of the kids camps that we used to do. This feels like a little bit like those old days, you know, like proper kids camps. These days, it's too much health and safety and forms and cell phone charges required. This feels like proper, huh?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You, like I said beforehand, each and every child's got to at least camp once in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and then let's just break away from that. So that's coming up now, 22nd, and one more coming up on the 29th.
Yes.
Okay, you've got something else here about a felt school.
So the felt school is like, I think all the parents and granddads and they would all know felt school and voortrekkers and land service and scouts and all these type of organizations. So this is a combination of all that. So we reviving the old felt school, building your kitties, sleeping in the field, listening to animal sounds and all that kind of stuff.
Lekker, so this is coming up in September.
Yeah, that's September. So that's down in Schoemanspoort. That's in Oudtshoorn. So that's quite big every single year. So people come from Carnarvon, from Pretoria, from even overseas when they're on holidays, they come and book. And their children come to camp. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we must just mention, we're mentioning all these things about, you know, it's punishing our children. I mean, giving them a great time. I mean, this is actually a ministry as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about that heart.
Yeah, so if I can take an example, I'll take axe throwing for example. So
sorry, what?
Axe throwing. So we've got all these nice adventure stuff: throwing knives, axes, bow and arrow shooting, kitty shooting, shooting vimbucks, all that kind of stuff.
I know. When I threw my axe at my child the other day, my wife said, "What are you doing?" I said, "It's felt school." Now I've got a reason. Okay, very good. All right.
Yeah, but the Lord asks us to live by faith, and we gotta hit the target, and the only way we hit the target is by faith. So if a child now throws an axe and he hits the target and it sticks, then all of a sudden it's a high five, but then you can take it back to real life and say, okay, but how do I now continue in life and living by faith?
Yes.
And then you can talk about that.
Wonderful, Okay, so a bit of a lesson in all things. A proper discipleship. Axe throwing, ho-ho eating, proper school now, hey?
Yeah.
Like we used to do, man. So we used to eat sand on our sandwiches. That's what we used to do, hey? So that's why they call it a sandwich. It's got sand on it. Okay. So this is amazing. So an opportunity to go give your kids that kind of experience that you had that you would love to give them.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So to follow both, find out more about future camps, the website, That's the best to go to, hey?
Yes.
3, and then the word 30, and then 3, the number again, adventures.
Yes, that's right, Joe.
Lekskottle. Okay, that's not lekker. All right. So what have you, so you're planning now for next week, for this weekend, hey?
Yeah, we're all sorted, so it's just.
Sorted.
Yeah, no problem.
So is there still opportunity space for this Saturday?
Yeah, so still space for this Saturday. So if people come in, connect with us today or latest tomorrow by lunch.
So that you can get everything ready.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All the details available on the website. I've got information with me as well, so if any listeners are interested. Okay, Lion, that's lekker, hey? All right, make them suffer. I mean, make them enjoy it, hey? Make it those kids, hey?
Yeah, I'll bring you a worm.
Yeah. Sort out our children, Lion. Sort them all out, all right. Thanks for your time, hey? Keep going.
Yeah, thank you.
No more children, though, please.
Die klankbaan van jou lewensreis.
Isandi sobomi bakho.
Kingfisher FM.